Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
All right, the hero of the game last night, and he's been a very big cog for this team. And that, of course, Neil Walker. Neil, Mike Frances on WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on a big hit and a very productive year in your role this year. You really have had a lot of big hits for the Yankees.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been kind of a different type of year for me and individually, but you know, more than that, coming into the season, I wanted to be somewhere where you know, I had an opportunity to win, and certainly this was at the very top of the list. So, you know, took a while to kind of settle into my role per se, but you know, I feel like I've been you know, able to help in different facets, especially the second half of the season.
How about you kind of defining this role and growing into this role for a guy who's been a regular player, who's been a guy who's been playing, you know, for a long time every day, to kind of find your role and find out how to be productive in this role? Did it take you a while to do that?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, as like you said, as somebody that's, you know, used to getting 500, 600 bats, plate appearances a year, you get used to kind of seeing those same numbers up on the board every year. You get, you know, your production and where you're hitting in the lineup and those type of things. And, you know, I fortunately have a brother-in-law that his name is Don Kelly, who played a long time in this exact role. So he's kind of been a sounding board for me. But the thing I found out is talking about it and going through it are two completely separate things. So I obviously, as it's you know, the numbers showed, I really struggled early in the year and getting you know, sporadic at bats and trying to settle into to what was being asked of me and that sense of the order. And it just took a long time, and I'm really happy with you know, where I am now. But going through it was you know, in the early going was tough. But like you said, to you know, to kind of you know, embrace that role and to be asked to do whatever is asked of you is something that I realized is first and foremost. So the preparation has become easier as the year has gone along to have myself ready for whatever's asked of me.
Is it harder also to be doing that as a switch hitter? I mean, you know, most switch hitters have a dominant side and a side that people fear you more from, and a lot of times with switch hitters, the lefty side is to become the home run side for a variety of reasons. Is it harder when you are a switch hitter to actually do that as a role player?
Well, I think that, like you said, you most switch hitters have a little more defined side, and for me, that's the left side. So, you know, I knew that for the most part, when I'd be getting my starts, that most of them would come against right-handers. So
right.
I've had to do, you know, some backward thinking per se, and some different things to try to keep that right side in a decent spot if asked to have starts against you know, starters,
right,
or the odd chance I get a relief guy. So it hasn't been easy, but at the same time, I've you know, my work and my preparation have been the same, you know, but when you're not getting a ton of at-bats, you try to get off the machine whenever you can and see some velocity and see some balls spinning like they normally would. And, you know, for most switch hitters, you're going to get 75 to 80% of your at-bats from the left side. So you try to do as much as you can, at least visually and timing-wise, to try to be as sharp as you can when you get those sporadic right-handed at-bats.
How about the idea of multiple positions, too? I mean, now you're seeing time at first. You can play third. We know you play second. So from that standpoint, do you feel comfortable at all the positions?
Yeah, I love it. You know, and that was the one thing. The right side of the infield for me is a lot different than the left, and you obviously have more time on the right side. And you know, really, it's about knocking it down and getting the ball to first, however you can. You know, the left side, third base, I hadn't played it in a long time, and you know, the angles are a little bit different. The ball comes off the bat a little different, and I've had to do more work at third base, you know, before the game and during batting practice to stay sharp. But I'm very happy with where I am at those three spots, and you know, at the odd chance I get chucked out in the outfield, and you know, hopefully that doesn't happen anymore with Judge back and extra outfielders.
You did all right though in the outfield, though. You really did. You know, you battled. You did okay in the outfield.
I was doing as much as I can just not to screw things up, but you know, I think I weathered the storm per se, I guess. But you know, happy I probably won't be seeing a ton of time out there anytime soon.
We're talking with Neil Walker, and the second half has been unbelievable. You've had so many big hits, whether it's big walks, big doubles, big hits. You know, look how productive you've been. Forget batting average, which is meaningless in a role like yours, but look how many big hits you got. Look how many home runs you've hit. I mean, you've done a very good job in this role.
Well, for me, it's all about the preparation. It's all about, you know, staying positive and not worrying about, you know, when the bats are coming or who you're facing, but just locking into to the information that you have pre at bat, and you know, not putting too much pressure on yourself. That's one thing when you get a little older in this game, you start to you know, be less worried about the outcome in a situation or you know, the gravity of the situation, and more about your approach and what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do and being on time. And you know, fortunately, I've had some good at bats in the second half of the season, especially in some big situations.
You sure have, plenty of them. And now it's hit 10 home runs. The Yankees have tied the all time record for a number of players that have hit 10 or more home runs this year. You know, last night that at bat, you know, we're all obviously guessing through it. We're thinking he's going to turn you around. He doesn't. You're probably thinking he's going to turn you around. And then you're wondering whether you're going to stay in. Are you thinking, even if he turns you around, you're going to stay in the game? Are you thinking you might get pitch hit for if he turns you around? What's going through your head?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. And when I saw the lefty get up in my spot four away, I assumed that the lefty was up for me. And
yep. We all did.
Yeah, and on deck, I wasn't quite sure how they were going to pitch to Gary with the base open, and you know, when he called for the righty, I actually had no idea who the righty was, because I didn't think that they'd bring in a righty for a righty in that situation. So I just kind of ran over, and you know, I knew that Voit was ready. I didn't know if the lefty came in, if he was going to be used or not, but I knew he was ready. And you know, the righty comes in, and I don't think I'd faced him before, and so I did a little bit of homework and tried to formulate a plan and approach, and fortunately I saw a bunch of pitches before I got to that 3-2 count, and he kind of threw a little backup slider that just sat there for me.
And obviously in that park, which is a great park for lefty hitters, obviously, it's nice because you know when they're gone in this park, right? You know when you hit it in this park. It's not, this park doesn't hold a lot of balls in right field, but you know when they're gone here. Right off the bat, you know when they're gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty as a left-handed hitter at Yankee Stadium is, you know, if you hit one on the barrel with the good trajectory, there's a good chance it's a home run.
Oh, it's gone. You know that. You gestured to the bench as soon as you hit it. You knew it was gone as soon as you hit it.
Oh, that's a good feeling. It's good to be a part of a win, but to be able to produce, and you know, on a night last night where we get a guy like Judge back, we had a little bit more extra pep in our step, even with the low number of hits. But you know, guys are going to settle back into the spots that they're normal and adjusted to. That's normal to them, and we feel like we have some good baseball right around the corner.
You know, you're a veteran guy. We're talking with Neil Walker. You know, you're going to the playoffs. You want to make sure you stay ahead of Oakland to have that one game at home. You also, there's the idea of keeping this team from celebrating on Yankee Stadium turf. Is that a motivating factor for this team this week?
You know, we didn't really talk about it. You know, obviously we know what the situation is ahead of us and behind us with Boston and Oakland. And, you know, we feel like if we take care of our business, especially these last 2 weeks here, you know, whatever happens is going to happen, but you know, we certainly don't want them to celebrate on this field. So we're gonna do everything we can. But in our minds, we have an opportunity to win every single game for the rest of the year. And whether that's you know, something that's realistic or not, that's, you know, we know that we just need to take care of what we can take care of, and control what we can control, and, you know, be on a roll once we hit you know, October 1st.
I know it's a very different perspective from being on the Mets and the Yankees, but you went over and you did a very nice job. You had a great job in Pittsburgh. You did a nice job with the Mets. Now you come over to the Yankees. Can you explain in a word or two the difference between being a Yankee and a Met?
You know, it's very similar. It's very, obviously very passionate fan bases. You know, the Mets have had some success these last several years with a really good group of guys. And, you know, when I was there, the expectations were high, and we had the injury bug just crush us for 2 years. And, you know, and coming over here, you know, I knew that the expectations were going to be just as high, but, you know, it wasn't much different. And I really enjoyed both sides of town. I always tell people I got kind of the best of both worlds, because, you know, the fan bases are so passionate here. And as somebody that's from Western Pennsylvania and knows, you know, passionate sports, you really have a respect for that, and you it keeps you motivated, and it keeps you going, and you know, the players feed off of the energy that the fans in this area bring to the ballpark on a nightly basis, and it was the same on you know, over at Citi Field as it is here at Yankee Stadium.
You know, you've hit a bunch of home runs. I was surprised when I heard the other day when you hit that home run a couple weeks ago. That was your first walk-off home you ever had, right?
Well, no, I actually did have. I had one, I believe, in 2014.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. Okay. Because they said it was your first one. Maybe that. So you had one once before. Okay.
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
That was my second. But
your second.
I'll
okay.
Take any I can get.
Well, that's okay, though. But still, okay. But still, it's a heck of a feeling, though. Right. Right.
Absolutely.
You know. And last night, you almost. You know, that one. You could tell too. You were really excited about that one when you hit it.
Yeah, it's you know, like I said, it's this time of year is just, you know, it's so much fun, and to just have the opportunity, whatever it may be, as a baseball player at this time of year, to potentially go to the postseason is something that you cherish and don't take for granted. And you know, it's an exciting time in the clubhouse. Guys can feel it. Guys are amped up. And but more than that, you know, to be getting healthy and to be going into the end of this end of September, into the postseason healthy, and we feel like we're going to be on a roll is something that is really important.
Is it? Do you you know? Listen, we've seen teams. Now, maybe they were more veteran teams as far as winning, like the Yankees had won a lot when they had a couple of weak Septembers. Does it matter? You know, you guys have not played your best baseball of late. Do you need to get on a roll in your mind as a veteran guy, as someone who has been around a long time? Do you think this team needs to have a week of 10 days where it plays really good baseball before it goes into the postseason? Or is it not as important as we might think it is?
No, I think the most important thing is health, number one. And when you get a guy like Judge back and he's penciled in at the two spot for every game in the foreseeable future, that stretches out the lineup. And when you're looking at guys like Aaron Hicks pushing him back to the five spot, and Gary Sanchez in the 6-7 spot, whatever the case may be, guys kind of settle into those spots. And for, you know, the better part of 5-6 weeks, guys were bouncing around, guys were in different spots. You know, not that that's an excuse by any means, but you know, when you get on a roll, especially like we were in May, and you know, the lineup was pretty much the same every day with a couple moving pieces, you can tell that guys are comfortable. They kind of understand how the guy in front of them is going to be pitched, how the guy behind them is going to be pitched. They look for spots to, you know, certain guys look for spots to run. So to have full health at this point, you know, is something that I think you're going to start to see guys really become more comfortable and to start having better at bats and, you know, taking those big walks when they know the guy's maybe going to pitch around them a little bit. So, to me, that's more important than the actual win total going in and, going into the postseason. And, you know, obviously, like you said, the last 3 weeks have kind of been like one step forward and two steps back. And, you try not to look too much into that. You try to look for the positives, take the positive stuff out of it and move forward and keep grinding until you get back to the place where you know you're capable of.
I wouldn't be surprised to see you, you know, obviously you're important off the bench, but I wouldn't be surprised to see you starting a game at first base in the postseason either. I mean, I could see that happening too.
Well, whatever is asked of me is what I'm going to do. And like I said, that was the whole reason why I wanted to come here. I knew playing a little or playing a lot that I wanted to be in a winning environment, and that's exactly where we're at. And, you know, I'm just happy to help in whatever way possible.
Well, listen, thanks for a couple of minutes. Congratulations on last night's homer. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Mike.
My pleasure. Neil Walker has done a great job. He really has. I mean, it took him a while to kind of find his place. You know, you're talking about a guy who's used to playing every day, and, you know, it's not an easy role. He was struggling early. They stayed with him. He got some big at-bats. You know, he's had a lot of big hits. I can think of big walks, big doubles, obviously big home runs last night, the walk-off home run. Now we found out they had two. I thought that was his only. So he had one with Pittsburgh. So he's had like 150 lifetime homers, so he's had plenty of homers. But that was a big home run. I was very surprised. Have to admit, what I'm thinking is, I'm watching it. First, I think that they're going to bring in the lefty. Now I'm wondering, are they going to go to Voit, or are they going to let Walker hit right-handed? I think they were going to go to Voit's what I thought of in my head. Now, whether they would have or not, I don't know. We didn't have to find out. He goes to the righty. Obviously, Walker stays in. Boom, there goes the three-run home run off the bat. You know at Yankee Stadium it's gone off the bat when you hit it like that. Boom, hits it. Gestures to the bench, it's gone, and it was obviously long gone, and it held up, that three-run home run. The Yankees, who had a hard time getting on base last night, had a hard time. You know, it was a couple of walks that helped them in that inning, and they wind up getting themselves a three-run home run and winning the game 3-2 on a night where they didn't do anything against Eovaldi, and Happ gave up one unearned run and just four hits in his six innings. And as I've told you, Happ, the deal is you're going to get six innings, and no matter what, he's going to throw you the keys. That's basically it. Six good innings, and he's throwing you the keys, win, lose, or draw, and then it's up to the bullpen. And last night, they made, despite the fact they decided to give the Red Sox six outs in the ninth inning, they did get a W 3-2 tonight. Price and Severino back after this.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.